Good afternoon. I'm also really excited to be here as part of a session that's dedicated to community health centers. Before I worked for Health Resources in Action, I was actually with the New York State Health Department, where I coordinated a migrant seasonal farm worker health program, and I worked really closely with health centers across the state there and just came to appreciate the work that health centers do. Today I'll be presenting on the role of community health centers in assessing community needs. I also want to recognize my colleagues, specifically Tony Stankiewicz and Sandra Cotterell, who are from the Codman Square Health Center, and Steve Radini, whom I work with at Health Resources in Action. Unfortunately, we were hoping that either Steve or Sandra could join us today from the Health Center to co-present, but unfortunately they weren't able to attend APHA. However, if anyone is interested, I'd be happy to put you in touch with them if you want to follow up with them after this presentation. Just to get a sense of who's here, how many of you are with community health centers? About half of the group. Okay, great. I have no relationships to disclose. So today I'll be sharing with you specifically an urban health center's approach to conducting a community health assessment. I think it's important to recognize that you need to tailor your approach to the community that you serve. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all approach, but I do hope to share some lessons learned of some critical components to include in an assessment process that are applicable no matter what community you're serving. I will be focusing on the approach rather than the findings of the assessment. However, if you are interested in seeing the results from the assessment that we did for Codman Square Health Center, they are publicly available. You can probably just Google Codman Square Health Center Community Health Assessment and it will come up. So before I start, just a brief background and also to get a sense of people in the audience. How many of you have been involved in a community health assessment? Fewer. Okay, great. So what is a community health assessment and why conduct one for those of you who may be less familiar? So it provides a comprehensive portrait of a community's health issues. It's also a good public health practice. It's data driven and it can also be really useful as a guide for informing future planning efforts. In this case, Codman Square Health Center used the assessment results to inform their strategic plan. It'll help you identify benchmarks for key indicators to really see if you're moving the needle in addressing the community's needs. And last but not least, it is a requirement. In addition to community health centers, hospitals and health departments are also conducting assessments. Nonprofit hospitals as part of their community benefit requirements, and then health departments who are interested in getting public health accreditation. In the case of health centers, HRSA requires that federally qualified health centers must assess the needs of their target population, which I find is not very specific. So I think one thing that we've encountered is that without a set of standards or guidelines on how health centers might want to consider conducting an assessment, I would guess, though I'd be interested in hearing from others, that there's quite a wide range or quite a bit of variability in terms of how health centers are conducting assessments. So my presentation will cover how Codman Square Health Center did their assessment with the aim of maximizing what I think everyone is dealing with these days, limited resources as well. So I think it's really important to balance, you know, rigorous research and consideration of the resources that you do have to work with. So this is a picture of the front of Codman Square Health Center to tell you a little bit about the health center. It is located in an underserved community in Boston, Massachusetts. It's the neighborhood of Dorchester. Their mission is to serve as a resource for improving the physical, mental, and social well-being of the community. They have a staff of over 280 and serve over 20,000 patients per year. They provide comprehensive services including primary and urgent care, dental, vision, behavioral health, public health, fiscal health, fitness and wellness. So you can see they have a very broad, holistic view of healthcare, and they actually also have a school on campus, the Codman Academy Charter Public School, which began as a high school serving grades 9 through 12 to address a community need that was identified, a lack of college preparatory education in the community, and they recently began expanding to K through 8. So in 2013, Codman Square Health Center partnered with my organization, Health Resources in Action, to conduct its community health assessment. In addition to meeting the HRSA requirements, the overarching goals of the assessment were to identify both the health needs and the strengths. I find these are often called community health needs assessments, and they sort of ignore the fact that you should also consider the assets in the community that you can leverage moving forward, and then also to identify any gaps in programming or services where the health center might be able to play a role in addressing the needs of the community. This is the geographic focus area. You can kind of see it. But the point here is that it's important to define your service area to determine the scope of your assessment. And I also want to note, while this is speaking to a geographic focus area, I also recognize that communities are not necessarily only defined geographically. But in the case of Codman Square Health Center, it was defined as the neighborhood of Dorchester, which is comprised of 4 zip codes, which are defined by the Boston Public Health Commission. However, Codman Square Health Center also serves, about half of their patients come from Dorchester, and the other half come from a wide area in sort of the Boston area and the suburbs as well. So they've decided to focus on this geographic area of Dorchester and then also their patient population specifically. And just out of curiosity, so this map was created using the UDS Mapper tool. How many of you are familiar with that tool? A few people. So I found it really useful, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it later on. And some brief context on Dorchester and the people who live there. It's very diverse in terms of culture, ethnicity, language, as well as economically. According to the U.S. Census, blacks represent the largest group in Dorchester, about over 40%, followed by Hispanic or Latinos in North Dorchester, and then whites in South Dorchester. Residents face economic challenges. More than 1 in 4 families in North Dorchester are living below poverty, which is above the citywide rate for Boston. And there are also, and this is sort of from the resident perspective, a lot of concerns around neighborhood safety, and their annual homicide rate in that area is more than double the citywide rate. So just a brief background there. So to guide our health assessment, we use the Social Determinants of Health framework, which I'm assuming most people are familiar with, but for those who are not, this diagram shows you how the individual life factors that are most closely related to health outcomes are also influenced by more upstream or distal factors, such as housing and unemployment status, or employment status. So the assessment, we made sure in the assessment to provide information on a lot of factors around social and economic context for both the residents of Dorchester as well as the patient population. This is a brief overview of our methods. The process overall took about 6 months, from about June of 2013 to March of 2014. We used a community-based approach to really aim to engage a range of stakeholders to get a cross-section of the community. We reviewed existing data from a range of sources to get information on social, economic, and health indicators. To gauge perceptions of community needs and assets, we spoke to engaged over 200 participants through either an online staff survey, a series of interviews and focus groups, and then we also held a community dialogue event to get some feedback on some preliminary findings from the assessment. So I'll go through each of these in a little bit more detail. We engaged the board of Codman Square Health Center throughout the process. The board is comprised of community leaders and health center staff. The majority do live and work in the neighborhood of Dorchester and are users of the health center. We held 2 formal meetings with the entire board, which included sort of sharing and getting their feedback on the overall process, as well as brainstorming stakeholders and sectors that we should engage. So things that emerged out of that conversation ranged from, you know, we should make sure to speak to this individual who's a community leader, to we should make sure to engage the faith-based community, which is very strong in that neighborhood. And then from that emerged a subcommittee of board members who participated in weekly conference calls and email communication, where we provided sort of this constant feedback loop on finalizing the list of stakeholders to engage. They reviewed and provided feedback on the interview, focus group guide, and survey. So that was really important to get their input throughout the entire process. For the review of secondary data, or to create sort of a broad portrait of the service area, we looked at data from national and local sources, including health center-specific data, which is patient demographics, services provided, clinical indicators, which health centers report to the Bureau of Primary Healthcare Uniform Data Systems, or UDS. And then other sources included the U.S. Census, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the Boston Public Health Commission, just to name a few. And then that, so the information that's fed to the Bureau is included in this UDS mapper tool, and they've also started to include some data from the U.S. Census. So it's kind of interesting to be able to identify your health center service population and overlay it with poverty rates, let's say, for example. And you can it lets you manipulate a lot of different things, and I would say that it's a free tool, and they provide some great technical assistance and training. So I definitely recommend you to check it out if you haven't done so already. So for the staff survey, we conducted an online survey to sort of get their perspectives on key community health concerns and priorities for services and programming. We had about a total of 133 staff participate for a response rate of 59%, which we thought was pretty good. And then of those staff, it included about slightly over half of them were clinical staff, and then the rest were non-clinical staff. It was really important to understand the staff perspectives of the community health center in terms of its current programming, as well as the health concerns in the community. And this served to not only help us answer the questions for the assessment, but also gain the buy-in of the staff moving forward so that they've been involved in the assessment process, they've provided some input, and then were more engaged for the second phase, which was the strategic planning process for the organization. We always like to include qualitative data in terms, and in addition to quantitative data, we find numbers don't always tell the whole story, so it's really useful to hear the community voice to sort of shed some light on what those numbers actually mean. So we engaged over 80 participants through 4 focus groups, 11 interviews, and a community dialogue. For folks that maybe aren't as familiar with community dialogues, they can take many different forms and shapes, but in this case what we did was we had an introduction from the health center. Really brief, we presented a few slides on the data we had found thus far, and then had the community, and I should mention, the health center took advantage of an existing neighborhood meeting that happens monthly. So they didn't try and create their own event. They sort of partnered with this neighborhood council, had great participation. So after the data presentation, broke into small group discussions and asked them what their reactions were to the data we had presented thus far. Did it represent what they were experiencing in the community? Did they have anything to add regarding community needs and assets? And then there was a large group report back as well. And in addition, we engaged some board members and staff members to co-facilitate, which is a really great experience for the health center because the staff were able to hear residents' sort of firsthand experiences, and then it also helped the health center gain some visibility in the community. And we engaged, as you can see, we engaged a range of sectors, including faith-based community, civic, government, education, social service, and many others. So there's quite a cross-section represented. That brings me to the end of my presentation. So I think there are several components that were critical for this process to be a success. Beginning with engagement of not only community members, but also engaging the board members and the staff, which was really helpful for future planning efforts. As I mentioned, while quantitative data can be really helpful, qualitative methods really provide the community voice, especially when there are many limitations associated with quantitative data, ranging from whether or not it's available. Some of these surveys are only done every few years, so it might be outdated. It's really hard to get data on the local level, at the neighborhood level, really smaller than the county level. And then something that was sort of very illuminating at a session I went to yesterday, which I think is important to acknowledge, is that a lot of these secondary data sources use household population surveys of the civilian non-institutionalized population. Which excludes a lot of populations that health centers serve, including those who are unstably housed, homeless, very mobile, incarcerated populations. So taking those limitations into consideration, I think it's even more critical to have those underserved or underrepresented populations at the very least included through qualitative data collection. In addition to that, having champions, Sandra and Tony were really key in leading this effort forward. And then we found that throughout, as we engaged the board members, we had some champions come out of the board group as well who were really interested in facilitating a focus group or participating in the community dialogue, which was really great to see. Having that feedback loop that I mentioned, constant communication and transparency, really facilitated buy-in and ownership of the process by the board members and the staff, as well as the community members. I mentioned building the capacity of staff to participate in the assessment was really helpful. By training them on how to facilitate, they were able to participate in the community dialogue sessions. And then last but not least, as I mentioned, this assessment process informed the health center's strategic planning process, which has sort of established a blueprint for their vision moving forward. And I just wanted to end by reading their vision, which is Codman Square Health Center is our community's first choice for comprehensive, holistic, and integrated services and empowers individuals to lead healthy lives and build thriving communities. So with that, that brings me to the end of my presentation, and I can either take questions now or later.